Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with a great story by Wombi entitled Journey to Kingsport. Background music is Prologue by Telleron at www.opengameart.org. According to his hastily scribbled map, the tavern was somewhere in Kingsport. He wasn't entirely sure though. The information was incomplete, and it had taken hours of torture to extract that information from Lord Zakra. Not much of a result, after investing all that valuable time. Still, Lord Zakra had mentioned an associate and a tavern in Kingsport. If there was loot to be found, he had best make his way there. After locating the tavern, nestled by the Kingsport docks, Dank stepped inside to discover a small, dimly lit bar that had obviously seen better days. The only occupant was the bartender, who paused what he was doing to glance up. A slightly raised eyebrow demanded an explanation for this intrusion.
"Lord Zakra sent me," said Dank. "He has directed me to collect his belongings, and asked me to show you this as proof."
With that, he dropped Lord Zykra's ring on the bar. The same ring that less than 24 hours earlier he had removed from his lordship's severed finger as he lay screaming in a pool of blood. Slowly the bartender picked up the ring and examined it carefully.
"Very well. Wait here while I fetch the key and write down some directions."
With that, the barman left the room, and Dank replaced the ring on his finger. The barman eventually returned with a rough parchment and a large iron key.
"Follow these directions, and they'll take you to Lord Zakra's associate. I have no doubt that he'll be very helpful in carrying out Lord Zakra's wishes."
Following the directions was straightforward, as the location was only a short walk away, beneath the docks. The key opened a door into the town sewer, and Dank slowly made his way forward, cursing his oversight in not bringing a torch. He could no longer see the map, and inched forward slowly, first following the wall on his left, then the wall on his right, before becoming hopelessly disoriented. Eventually, the passage he was in led to a small platform overlooking a large channel filled with a dark and menacing liquid. It might have been water, but Dank wasn't about to bet his life on it. Suddenly, he found himself rooted to the spot as he was struck by a spell cast from somewhere behind him. Dank heard footsteps circle around him, then a torch flickered to life, revealing the bartender who had sent him there.
"You should feel honored."
The bartender came closer as he spoke, and Dank could see that he wore a butcher's apron and carried a large set of knives hanging from a leather belt around his waist. On the opposite side of the platform, visible for the first time in the light of the torch, Dank could see a butcher's station, a tanning station, and an alchemy station.
"Not everyone is selected for harvesting by his lordship. He only sends about one a month. Now, let's start with that finger."
Echoes from the Caverns was brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Stile Teckle. Do you have a piece that you would like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, asclepius@thecaverns.net, or style@thecaverns.net.